Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth aliyah of Parshat Naso, we have 41 psukim. This aliyah tells us that on the day the Mishkan was completed, the Mishkan and all of its kelim were anointed, and then the heads of each shevet brought gifts for the Mishkan. In this aliyah, we hear about the first five of the 12 Nasi'im and the gifts that they brought on the 12 days of dedication to the Mishkan. Of course, the next seven Nasi'im we will be hearing about in upcoming Aliyot. When it comes to the gifts of the Shvatim, every time the Torah lists the gifts are preceded by the name of the Nasi, but also by his title. So for example, look at the third day, Bayom HaShlishi, Nasi Livnei Zevulun, Eliav Ben Chelon, or Bayom HaRevi'i, Nasi Livnei Reuven Elitzur Ben Shdeur. Bayom HaChamishi, Nasi Livnei Shimon Shlumiel Ben Suri Shaddai. And so on and so on. That is true on every single day. The name of the Nasi and the title Nasi are given on every single day except on day one. On day one, all we have is Nachshon Ben Aminadav LeMate Yehuda. Where's the title? How come the Torah doesn't say about Nachshon what it says about every other Nasi? Vayihi makriv bayom harishon et korbano nasi livnei Yehuda Nachshon ben Aminadav. It's not there. We don't see nasi livnei Yehuda. Why is Nachshon's title left out? The Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim ben Attar, who died in 1743, asks this question, and he offers two answers. The first answer the Orach Chaim gives is that every other Nasi gave a korban because they were the Nasi. That's why they had the privilege to offer gifts on the day the Mishkan was completed. But Nachshon was different. The Orach Chaim says that the Torah is telling us that even if Nachshon had not been a Nasi, he was worthy on his own to bring gifts to the Mishkan on such a special day. That is the Orach Chaim's first answer. The Orach Chaim offers a second answer to the question as to why the Torah does not say Nasi Livnei Yehuda Nachshon Ben Aminadav. The Orach Chaim says that Nachshon was so humble that he felt that he was just a regular person, a regular member of the Shevet, nothing special. In the words of the Orach Chaim, Shelo haya machshiv atzmo kinasi, ela keechad mibnei haShevet. The other Nasim didn't feel that way, but Nachshon did feel that way. Those are the two answers of the Orach Chaim. However, perhaps one can suggest that this second answer of the Orach Chaim can help us with another question that can be asked on these psukim. If you look at the end of the description of the gift that each Nasi brought, the name of the Nasi is given, but this time, unlike in the beginning of each description, this time every single name is given without a title. Look in the Chumash. In the beginning of each section, the Torah tells us that this person was Nasi Livnei so-and-so, Nasi Livnei so-and-so. But at the end of each section, the Torah just says, Zeh Korban so-and-so, and it does not say, Zeh Korban so-and-so, Nasi Livnei so-and-so. Why is that? Why is the title of each Shevet, of each Nasi, given in the beginning of each Shevet, but that title is omitted by the time we get to the end of each gift? Perhaps one can suggest, building on what the Orach Chaim said in his second answer, perhaps one can suggest that in the beginning of each gift, before the Nasi gave anything, he felt that he was above the others. Again, Nachshon was different, but the others perhaps felt that they were above the others. They needed a title. But perhaps after each Nasi engaged in the act of giving of himself to others, he realizes that he is indeed just a person like everybody else. Giving to the Mishkan, giving to the community, giving to others makes us feel part of the community, part of the other person, part of the people we're giving to. And when that happens, we are like everyone else. No titles, no differences, no distinctions, no I'm better than you. No titles are needed once we feel that we are all on the same team. Have an amazing day, everyone.